Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony's off for a third straight show.
Never fear. Phil and Frank is here in the building.
No fear. We got no fear. No fear whatsoever.
If you wear sunglasses, I'm wearing sunglasses. Actually, you stole the idea from me.
I don't have any sunglasses on.
You look good.
The black eye is diminished, you know. Thanks, Vanessa. The black eye is diminished. We rock and roll.
As always, you look like
welcome
a million bucks.
To a glass-less PTI. Tony wanted one more day at the beauty spa, so I am happy to be joined once more by our great friend, fill-in Frank Isola.
Wow. I have guests in here, too.
See? Cheers are getting a little louder on Tuesday. We will start
warming up
with the champs being on the ropes. The Denver Nuggets are in an 0-2 hole after the Timberwolves smothered them, beat them by 26 in Denver last night. Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns each had 27 points to lead Minnesota, while Nikola Jokic finished with just 16 points, 5 for 13 shooting. Frank, do you see any way with the series moving to Minneapolis for the Nuggets to get back in this thing?
You know what? I know that the defending champs, Mike, I don't see it. You know, they used words last night. We got punked, manhandled. Let me also add out-muscled, outclassed in this game. The Denver Nuggets, this game fell apart in that second quarter, 33-15. And if Jamal Murray, who's clearly limited, is going to play like this, they really have no chance. And they won a game last night. They were great defensively, Mike. And Rudy Gobert was with his newborn child. He wasn't even there. The guy that's probably going to be the defensive player of the year. So I'm losing a lot of faith in Denver. I'll say something else about the Nuggets. I give Mark Davis, the referee, a lot of credit from this standpoint. Michael Malone was trying to get kicked out of that game. It's as if Mark Davis said, no, you're going to stick around and suffer. And then how about what Jamal Murray did? He should have been kicked out of the game. Mike, maybe he wanted no part of the game. You're doing that in the second quarter. Well, there have been players all throughout the course of the NBA that have been frustrated during a game. You do something like that, Jamal Murray knows the rules.
Twice.
That was outrageous what he did. He actually should be suspended for what he did.
Frank, you know what? And my first reaction is he should be suspended too. And listen to Richard Jefferson, who had probably a reaction closer to what's going to happen, which is going to be a huge fine, reprimand, and all those things, because it doesn't seem like the commissioner's office really has the stomach for taking on players in a way that some of us would like to see. But Jamal Murray's reaction said everything. They had no real legitimate response.
None.
No athletic, no competitive response. The Denver Nuggets didn't. They're champions, and all of a sudden, they are being crushed.
Yep.
That is, Frank, I'm going to say something now. You know, I am not a prisoner of the moment. But that defense, that swarming Minnesota defense without Rudy Gobert, is, I think, the greatest defensive effort performance I've seen against a legit team since the Johnny Bock Bulls of Jordan, Pippen, Harper, Rodman, or Jordan, Pippen, Grant, you know, whoever was. I'm serious about this. They had no shot. They have no shot. There's no solving it. I heard somebody say today, well, their best players have to come to play. What? Their best players came to play last night, and they got stomped out, choked out, and they know it. And that's why Jamal Murray did that, and Michael Malone went after Mark Davis. Mark Davis, St. Ignatius' own, very proud of him, because he could have thrown Michael Malone out.
Yep.
Instead, he said, no, stay here and see your team get snuffed out. And I look, it's shocking. Minnesota is that good, Frank. They are. I mean, I don't see Denver climbing back in this thing at all.
You know, you used the word crush. That's what it felt like. It felt like they absolutely crushed their will last night. I mean,
yes.
That was, and it also looked like a team on the last days of a dynasty. And we know that the Denver Nuggets, first of all, the series isn't over yet, and the Denver Nuggets will be back. They're going to have to retool. They're going to have to improve their bench a little bit. But it kind of had that feel to it, like an ending.
It does.
To lose it, you know, There have only been five teams in NBA history that have come back and win a seven-game series where they lose the first two games at home. It doesn't happen all the time. And how about Minnesota? 6-0 in the playoffs, and that includes four road wins now. Two against the defending champs, two against Kevin
Killing
Durant
people.
And Devin Booker. Pretty impressive.
Killing people.
Really is. All right, meanwhile, over in the East, the Knicks edged the Pacers in game one at the Garden. Jalen Brunson scored 43 to lead the Knicks, his fourth straight playoff game of 40-plus points. The Pacers, they were incredulous over a couple of late calls that went against them, a kick ball that clearly wasn't, and a questionable moving screen whistle on Miles Turner. Mike, what determined this game in your eyes?
Well, look, the guy you see that has the ball in that frame, Tyrese Haliburton, who I know I voted like third team All-NBA and had a great first half of the season and has been plagued by a hamstring issue. And he doesn't talk about it, doesn't make an excuse. Good for him, terrific player. But he had no game.
No.
He had no game. That hurts him. If he has a C-minus game, Indy wins that game. The Pacers win that game. But Frank, the optics of this are terrible. And Jalen Brunson, my God. I mean, he's just great all the time now, or almost all the time. But those calls leave a stench to that game. And this is why the NBA, more than any league, faces conversation, no matter how insane it may sound, about conspiracies. And I don't think there was any. Zach Zarba's too good an official.
Yeah.
The guys in that crew are too good. I don't think there's any intent, but that moving screen call's awful.
I agree.
And let me just say this, right? Again, those guys are too good. As a kid of the Midwest, and I'm suspicious all the time about the lifting of teams in the East and West, and I've been that way all my life, and people, yes, in the flyover states may be guilty of that. This is bad for optics, all right? It just is. Those calls are inexcusably bad. The Pacers got hosed.
Yeah.
Now, the league will now send out its minions to call people and say, oh, please don't. Sorry. You got to be accountable for this. That is that illegal screen. You and I have talked to players, coaches, executives all day today. Nobody says anything, but that call can be made 40 times a game. It shouldn't be made.
And I know bad calls get made all the time, but Neesmith, the kickball when he deflected with his hand, and then, of course, that's a play that they can't review. Why don't we make the playoffs, since the games are a little bit more important, let's make plays like that reviewable in the final 2 minutes of a game. That
yes.
is a huge play. The game is tied, Mike. That would have been a transition opportunity for Indiana in a tie game. Instead, Dante DiVincenzo had a great second half, knocks down a three, and then Indiana's chasing the final minute of the game. I hated the call on the screen, but also two players you mentioned, Jalen Brunson with 21 points in that fourth quarter, 21 of the 39 that the Knicks scored. Mentioned Tyrese Haliburton. I felt like he wanted no part of that game offensively in the fourth quarter. He had two miserable turnovers.
Terrible turnovers.
In the final 4 minutes. Turnovers that for an all-star player at this level, you simply cannot have. So I get it. Indiana, they're all ticked off, but they're playing at Madison Square Garden. The conspiracies are going to start up. But they had that game, and Tyrese Haliburton's their best player. He made two mistakes that you cannot make, especially at this level.
Agreed. And by the way, kudos to Rick Carlisle for taking the high road.
Yep.
He didn't have to.
He didn't have
Okay? Once again, let me be plain about this. Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo, they are up to the moment. Every game they roll the ball out, those guys are up to the moment. There's nothing to be said anti-Knicks about last night. There's no criticism, none. But the circumstances and the optics of having a playoff game in Madison Square Garden, and oh, wait, the Knicks get the benefit of just about every call all night, including hand of God is what I'm going
to
call
that
alleged kickball.
It's been 20 years of nothing. Mike, cut the Knicks some slack here. They finally had to get a break, and they got one in the
fourth quarter. Like that. I'll cut them slack because of Brunson and DiVincenzo. Now to the National Hockey League, where the Bruins punished the Panthers in Florida, game one. Goalie Jeremy Swayman continued his strong play as Boston won easily, 5-1. The Panthers have been off for 8 days, though, waiting for this series to start. So, Frank, is it possible you might want to write off their performance to rust?
Yeah, I'm willing to do that. And also in the NHL, we know how it works, Mike. Dallas lost the first two games at home, and then they ended up winning a game seven against the defending champs just over the weekend. And remember, Boston won their first game against Toronto, 5-1, and the next thing they're trailing in the third period of a game seven. But this was a terrific win for Boston, a quick turnaround for them. And think about some of the goals that they had. They had three guys who combined for 13 goals during the regular season, all score. And that includes, how about Brandon Carlo, whose wife had given birth on Monday, makes it down to the game, and then he scores a playoff goal. That was a great win for the Bruins, considering they were on the verge of elimination on Saturday night, down in that series, 1-0. They scored quickly, just like they did last night after Matthew Tkachuk gave Florida a 1-0 lead. 67 seconds later, they tied it up. That was big.
Some good bounce back in both those. Yep. Yeah, the game seven and game one. Frank, I think that there's a lesson to be learned here, a bigger lesson about sports, and in this case, it applies to these NHL playoffs. We don't need to decide stuff. We don't need to come to conclusions. Just watch the damn games. Because every time we try to figure out which way things are trending, they're not trending that way, right? So
especially
let's just watch the series. You know, I can't wait to whenever they finally get started to watch Edmonton and Vancouver. I mean, there's a lot of great hockey going on. Swayman, by the way, you mentioned him. He's been terrific in these playoffs. And so Boston has a great win one following a game seven. I don't know that it means anything else, that it portends anything else, that anything is trending. Let's just watch the games.
Yep. Good 48 hours
and
for them, though. Pretty good.
Let's just take a break. But coming up, do Pat Riley's comments make it sound like the Heat will be moving on from Jimmy Buckets?
And the Clippers plan to stick with their big three.
Ew.
What's the word for that?
Ew.
Got a couple.
Ew. Is that a word?
You didn't like that screen, huh? That foul call?
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Nationwide.
Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Lectric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. Their riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, quote, "I'm a 46-year-old man and can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old," unquote. These e-bikes from Lectric are fast, up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight and foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range, so you can explore further and longer. Head over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Time to fill in some blanks with Fill In Frank. What's first?
Jimmy Butler's future with the Heat sounds blank.
Well, of course, Frank, we get this story because Pat Riley sat before a microphone and responding to Jimmy Butler's comments about other teams and play and what might have happened if he'd been on the court, Pat Riley just essentially said, I don't want to hear it. You weren't out there, so just be quiet. Stop talking. And then he came back and he talked about, you know, who's there and playing with who's there. And Jimmy Butler, of course, got injured. And we saw him suffer kind of a bad injury. So I was a little surprised that Riles went after him. But when Riles says this stuff, and he says it publicly, it ain't good, and
nope.
He is measured, and he's Pat Riley. So my word is over, okay? Jimmy Butler's time in Miami is going to be over. They can trade him. I know he's got two more years under contract, like a year, and then a player option. They can. Other teams will want Jimmy Butler. It just seems like his time in Miami is over if we're reading this situation correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. You said over. I'm going to say cooked on this one. And, you know, there are certain dates on the NBA calendar which stick out: opening night, the Christmas Day games, the trade deadline, start of the playoffs. You know what another one is? The Pat Riley end of the year State of the Miami Heat address.
Yeah.
Because he always delivers the goods. Yes. And he told Jimmy Butler, you just shut your mouth on something like this. I get it. Jimmy Butler plays this role where he's just trolling people. And he's talking about the Celtics and the New York Knicks and Josh Hart. You know, it's all adorable when your team is winning. When you call yourself playoff Jimmy and you're not available for the playoffs, suddenly it doesn't, you know, it doesn't hit the right chord with Pat Riley. Here's the other thing about playoff Jimmy. Since he joined the Heat, 58 regular season games, 52, 57, 64, and 60. I think what Pat Riley's thinking, we need you to be regular season, Jimmy. So maybe we can get a top four seed, get home court advantage, give ourselves an easier path to advance through the playoffs. That's why I think with Jimmy Butler, the injury history, I think it's coming to an end.
Yeah, you know, Frank, as well as that has gone in the postseason multiple times,
yeah,
it seems like the sort of marriage has just
exactly
moved on. Like it's time for it to be over. That's what it sounds like. What's next?
The Clippers would be blank to stick with Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and James Harden.
Well, we could go just ill-advised, which is what I think, but my word will be starstruck. That's what it is. And Steve Ballmer's in a tough place. The owner of that team, who's one of the richest men in the world, he's building this. It's already like three quarters up. I can't wait to see it, Frank. The Intuit Dome in L.A., and he's got to fill it. And it's not the Lakers. The Clippers still aren't the Lakers. So they've already signed Kawhi Leonard to a crazy amount of money. But to give Harden and Paul George that amount of money, those guys aren't going to threaten anybody. Talk about people who aren't available. Some or all of them aren't available or aren't up to the playoffs. Just aren't up to it. Not like the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Boston Celtics and others, the Knicks. So starstruck. But I don't think it's going to work. How about you?
You know what? I'm going to go with short side. I agree with a lot of things you're saying. You mentioned the Intuit Dome, the state-of-the-art facility they're going to move into. That's going to sell itself over the next couple of years. So that's going to draw fans to the Clippers. So why not try to make trades here? Trade guys off. Let's remember, they traded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and five first-round picks, the right to swap two other picks for Paul George. That's coming back to haunt them. And, Mike, look all through the playoffs. Steph Curry's done. Kevin Durant is out. LeBron James is out. Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo out. All the older players are gone. It's these upstart teams. And look at the Clippers. They don't look like an upstart team. It's time to cut your losses now. And the other problem with Kawhi Leonard, who's a brilliant player, every year, Mike, when it comes to the playoffs, he never finishes the season on the court. And you look at what Masai Ujiri did in Toronto. Give him credit. That was a great trade. He had him for 1 year. They won a championship. Ever since then, Kawhi is not available. I know they can't trade him for a while, but until July, but I would look to do something like that.
I would look to do so. I wouldn't have any of them. Start over. By
the
way, that's going to be the new model. You don't need this whole big three. It's over.
I know.
Find some good young players and have some draft capital and build that way. That's the final word. Excuse me. Let's take one last break. But still to come, Victor Wembanyama, speaking of young, fresh faces, rolls to Rookie of the Year.
Shocking. And Shohei does Shohei things yet again.
Yeah, he does that sort of every day. Yeah, you don't need it. I mean, you find one great star if you can,
it's
one great player.
It's not an old man sport anymore. It's old young
man. Surround him. Surround that young player. Surround Jalen Brunson.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 40th birthday, Alex Smith. What a star-crossed career. 16 seasons in all, 14 on the field and two that he missed entirely with injuries and serious aftermaths. The Niners chose Smith with the number one overall pick in 2005. It took a few seasons, but after he found his groove with the team, he suffered a concussion and lost his job to Colin Kaepernick. Smith then started for the Chiefs for five successful seasons until they replaced him with Patrick Mahomes. And in Smith's first season in Washington, he suffered that gruesome leg injury that led to at least 17 surgeries. He made it back on the field in his final season, and his team won five of his six starts. Smith's career record, 99-67-1. Wow. One of my favorite people, Frank, I've ever covered in sports.
Certainly a classy guy, and it's a great story that he came back from that injury. Doesn't he kind of remind you, I know the circumstances are a little bit different, but when you had Drew Bledsoe in New England getting replaced by Tom Brady, and I had Alex Smith in Kansas City getting replaced by a guy who's now won three Super Bowls and has been to four.
I'm glad he's on television. Glad to hear him every week. Happy anniversary, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. On this day 35 years ago, on a Sunday afternoon, you hit an 18-footer over Craig Elo at the buzzer to advance the Bulls past the Cavaliers in Cleveland. After the game, Bulls coach Doug Collins described the play as, get the ball to Michael and everybody get the bleep out of the way. With Jordan's shot, the Bulls won not just a playoff game, not just a series, but established a playoff trajectory that would lead to championships in the years to come. Many don't recall that at the time, the Cavaliers team of Mark Price, Brad Daugherty, and Ron Harper had been considered to be on the same level as those Bulls and great projections themselves.
I'm going to put Jordan's shots, the one against Georgetown that won a championship first, his last one with the Bulls to beat the Utah Jazz. I'll put that one third, and I think you also buried the lead. Weren't you at that game when he hit the shot over Craig
Elo? No. I was watching that one on TV. I'd flown red-eye back from L.A. or something to get to Chicago to my parents' house to watch it on TV.
I hope Michael Jordan knows that. I hope he knows that, that you weren't
Happy
there.
Trails to any suspense in the NBA Rookie of the Year voting. That's the only great shot from Jordan I didn't see in person. Victor Wembanyama won the award unanimously, getting all 99 first-place votes. He's the third Spur to take it home following David Robinson and Tim Duncan. After winning the award, Wembanyama said, quote, the most important thing to me is always winning, close quote. While the Spurs, they only won 22 of 80 games this season. They won five of the last eight Wembanyama played, with him averaging, get this, 27 points, 12 and a half boards, 6.5 assists, and nearly five blocks per game, Frank.
Yeah, obviously you and I voted for him, and the two other rookies of the year, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, what did they do, Mike? They won multiple championships, and right now it's going to be up to the Spurs to put the right team around Victor Wembanyama. He's another one of these young guys in the NBA that's starting
sooner
to
rather than later.
Yep.
All right, no errors today. We're running out of show. Let's get to the big finish. Champions League today. Dortmund beat PSG 1-0 in Paris, Frank, to advance to the final. I'm shocked, but I don't know anything. Your reaction?
I know. 2-0 on aggregate, and that's Kylian Mbappe, arguably the greatest player in the world, yet to play in a Champions League final. Pretty surprising.
Wow.
Shohei went 2-for-3 with his 11th home run, and the Dodgers win over the Marlins. Are you impressed?
I am. And he's on a tear, but Walker Buehler made his first start in nearly two seasons. Four innings pitched, three earned, four, strikeouts. That's good news. Hurricanes, Rangers, Av Stars tonight. Who you got?
Yeah, Rangers Stars finished 1-2, most points in the NHL. I'm going to take the home teams. By the way, Rangers 5-0 in the playoffs. Speaking of the NHL, their draft lottery is tonight. Are you excited?
San Jose's got like double the chance the Blackhawks do to win. I want Macklin Celebrini. I mean, he grew up, I think, playing against, of course, the Blackhawks' big gun.
Dad works
Connor
for the Warriors.
Bedard. I'd like to see that. Last one, Cavs, Celtics, Mavs, Thunder tonight. Who you got?
Thunder haven't played in 8 days. Celtics haven't played in six. I'm going to take the home teams in both. And what about you? Who you got?
Home teams in both as well.
We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Frank, how did I miss that one shot in Cleveland? All the other ones I
don't
saw.
Forgive you. And Michael Jordan doesn't.
Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Electric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. Their riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, quote, I'm a 46-year-old man and can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old, unquote. These e-bikes from Electric are fast, up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight and foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range, so you can explore further and longer. Head over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's electricebikes.com.